You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's exit from the European Union in January is triggering the biggest change to the country's immigration rules for decades. During Britain's EU membership, and until the transition period runs out in December, citizens of any of the EU's 27 nations can freely live and work in the UK. Immigration is seen as one of the major issues leading to the Brexit vote to leave the EU. Home Secretary Priti Patel says the UK is in charge of its own borders.
This is the first time in decades the government has been able to take back control, run its own immigration system after we've left the European Union, end free movement, end low-skilled migration to our country, which means that we will get migration numbers down. And that is central to this policy of a points-based system.
The new system would assess prospective immigrants on a range of skills, qualifications, salaries or professions. People hoping to work in Britain will need a job offer, paying the equivalent of just under $50,000 Australian dollars a year. Prospective immigrants who earn less may be able to come if they have other skills. Skilled immigrants are currently required to have a university degree, but in future will only need the equivalent of Britain's pre-university A-levels. Ms Patel says the new rules will fulfil Boris Johnson's election promises.
So this is a single global immigration system. It doesn't discriminate in terms of where you've come from or which country you originate from. But importantly, it's about the skills that you can bring to the UK. So as a result, numbers will come down. That is the purpose of having a system. We're not getting into the sphere of targets
Why
at all.
Not?
Hundreds of thousands of EU citizens currently hold jobs in sectors including farming, healthcare and restaurants that are relatively low paid. Opposition immigration spokeswoman Bel Ribeiro-Addy is warning that the radical changes could bring about a labour crisis in those areas.
But we also need people to work in social care to make this system work and to make this system one that's viable and actually meets the needs of our economy and the workforce. There would have to be so many exemptions in place to allow for lower paid workers.
Ms Patel insists there are plenty of British citizens available for those jobs.
We have over 8 million people, that's 20% of the workforce, aged between 16 and 64, that are economically inactive right now.
However, Britain has almost full employment at the moment, and many of those 8 million people are full-time students, the retired, or those with caring responsibilities. Karen Fateh, the owner of one high-tech equipment firm in the UK, employing several foreign workers, says finding suitable British applicants would be difficult.
We're finding it difficult to employ because the job advertising as it is basic salary is 21,000. We don't get many applicants, or if we get applicants, they're not relevant to what we are looking for.
Ms Patel says the purpose of the system is to bring the numbers down, but they're not setting any immigration targets as such.
Success for us is actually having a vibrant economy, an economy that is supported by high skills from individuals that come to our country on the points-based system that can contribute to our economy.
Her opposite number, Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott, says it's wrong to measure immigration in purely numerical terms and to ignore the contribution that immigration makes to British society.
Talking about immigrants as if they're a problem is not the sort of leadership that government ought to offer. The Labour Party celebrates the contribution of immigrants. We want a fair system. We won't play the Tories' dog whistle politics because those numerical targets have never been hit.
The immigration plan still has to be passed by Parliament, which is highly likely since the Conservatives have a large majority. Alan Lee, SBS News.